Dvar. We're holding Kuf Ayin, Aleph Sif Zayin. We're about to start a new Sif. Just to recap what took place, just a drop of Sif Vav. There were a lot of Yesedis in Sif Vav. I want to remind the Elam, there was a basic makloikas, a fundamental makloikas between the Mechab and the Ramah. In terms of good or ogud, the Mechab holds that a person is allowed to tain a good augur even if he doesn't have his own money, even if the point of the good augur is to cause the sale of the property. I'm not coming to buy your chelik out. What I'm willing to do is I want to force a good augur that let's sell our property out to somebody else and we'll divide what the proceeds that he's giving. And that's how I'm saying good augur. If someone's willing to pay $100 for the whole property, so I'm willing to give you half of it, because you own half of the property, he says, as if I'm offering you $50 for your chelik, and that's how I'll invoke a good or a good. That's the Mechaber Shita. He doesn't. He doesn't have his own, but he has a buyer lined up who's willing to give $100. Memela, half of it will go to the other party, to the Nitva. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam says, you can't say good or good unless you have your own money. You can't force a sale to others. That's not good or good. Good or good means when you want to buy it for your own hishtamches. Good or good isn't you want to force a sale to a third party. If you're buying it for yourself, you could do a good or good. To force a sale to a third party, you cannot do a good or good. So that's one fundamental machlokes between the Mechab and the Rambam, which we have to revisit tonight, Mi'at Hashem, in Sif Zayin. There's another part in Sif Vav that Mi'at Hashem we're going to revisit tonight in Sif Ches, and that's with Negeya to Schiris. In Sif Vav, it mentions that if the field, if the father, they yashim the merchitz from a father, and the father used to rent out, so now when the yashim got it, they'll continue and they could force each other to rent it out to a third party. If the father was using it for himself and not renting it out, and they yashined it, then they could force each other to use it themselves, and neither could force them to rent it out to a third party. So, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to revisit that as well in Sif Ches. But let's first get... So we're going to get... Belinda, let's just flesh it out. No, a borrow and a buy is good. That Tisma said, everyone is moida, that's fine. Even the Ramah is moida b'chiya agavna. Because borrow and buy is good. I'm borrowing now, it's like my money, and I'm buying it, even though that's not so wichtig. The wichtig is that I'm using it for myself. I'm buying it out, so now I'm going to use it for myself. So that's a proper good or good. The Tshuva Sarosh, where the Ramah is coming from, holds that you only could do good or good if it was l'telus atzmam, that they have a personal shtamches, at least chach with a good or good, one party will be left with his nach. But to force a sale to a third party where no one will end up with their nakhla, b'chai gavna, they will never masak in good or good. That's the Shitas HaRamah, or the Yeshayman HaRamah, which is the Shitas HaRosh. But to borrow, everyone holds that you could borrow and buy. Okay, let's do Sif Zayin. It's very simple. Sif, this is coming from the Rambam, Zok the Rambam, the Mechaber, Amar Kol Echad Mehem. If you have both parties who are involved in the Shutfis, any kind of, but neither of them are interested in buying out this Shutfis. No one wants it. It's a headache for both of them. They want to get rid of this headache, so they want to sell. So I tell you, you know, do me a favor, buy me out. And you tell me, okay, buy me out. Neither of us want to buy each other out. Like, yeah, they're both interested in selling it out to other people. I want to sell my chelik to other people, and you want to sell your chelik to other people. We both are masking. We both want to sell to other people. The halach is, we will sell the shutvis to other people. Very simple halacha. So what's the chiddush? I mean, if they both want to stand on the head, they both can stand on the head. Whatever they both contractually agree on, what's the problem? So what is the chiddush here?
Maybe there's a clause in the contract that I can't sell it without the permission of someone.
So now we both have the permission. They both are masking. You should know, whatever both parties are willing to do, avada halacha, whatever they want, halacha is gone. Just like if you own something, you could sell it yourself. If both of them, whatever they decide together, that overrides any contract that they have, overrides any halacha, whatever they both want to do, they could do. So what's the chiddush here that they could both sell it? So the Nesivis is bothered by this. It's a beautiful Nesivis. Look at the Nesivis Sif Katan Tes. It's mamish all the way at the bottom. Meichin Oysa Lachem. Zak the Nesivis. L'chayra Tumua. This is mamish apella this halacha. The Maik Mash Malon, what is this Chiddush? The Gesheshneim writes him that they both parties want Man Makiv. Who's stopping them? They both want Gevaldik. So what's the problem? L'chei Nira, Zogta Nesivis, a Gevaldika Hamasa, we'll call it. He mamish inserts into this makaba a beautiful case. Lechei nira de kamash malan. Here's the story. Bim yesh l'ruvain koina, one of the shutfim, Ruvain, has already a koina lined up alachatza b'kuf zuhuvim. He has someone lined up who's willing to buy it for 100, his chelik. V'shimin yesh loy koina, and Shimon also has a koina, shiroit zelitim bada kol reish nun zuhuvim. Shimon has a koina who's lined up to buy the entire shutfis for 250. So Reuven has a koina for 100, and Shimon has a koina for the entire shutfis for 250. Yachu Shimon lakuf l'Reuven limkar hakoil. Here Shimon could force Reuven that you must sell it out together with me. You can't just sell off just your chelik to your buyer. You are forced to sell, you're forced to sell together with me for 250. Avshe Reuven roitze limka davka choko bepachas lekroivoi. Even though Reuven bedavka doesn't want to join forces with Shimon, he bedavka wants to sell only his own chelik for 100, even though he's taking a loss, because together with Shimon he'll make 125. And we're talking about Einberg Gedeka
Luka.
Well, in Bekadek Luka, you can sell your chelik.
You sell
chelik,
another guy comes in.
Right, so assume my position. So even though Reuven bets, and if Reuven would join forces with Shimon, he would make 125 for his chelik. But Reuven has a cheshbon, he'd rather sell it off privately for 100, because he's selling it to his karev. He wants his karev to have a place to live, a place to work, or whatever it is. And it's kedai for him to take that hit. And he wants Bedavka to sell it privately, his own chelik. But Shimon says, no, I want to sell it together for 250. Yachu Shimon l'kaife. Shimon has the right to force Reuven to sell the chelik together with Shimon. Then now, this is Taka Big Chiddush. Why are you allowed to do this for? Talk to Nesivis. He explains what's the reason. Beautiful Nesivis. Amnam zehu shapel, l'man desvi relay. This is Gevaldik, like the one who says in the previous Sif, in the Ramah, the Tshuvis HaRosh, the Enu Yachol loy megiro igud vem kreen ol acherim. Normally, I have no right to be tever good or igud if I'm only planning to sell it to a third party. And here, what does Shimon want to do? Shimon really wants to sell it to a third party. That's what he's asking Reuven to do. Let's sell it 250 to a third party. Here, kamash melon de bekan yochaloyme good ata hakol besach reishnun or egud vem kerenu besach reishnun. Here, Shimon, what Shimon's doing is Shimon's causing a good or a good. Shimon is saying, I know you want to sell your private part to $100 to your karev, but I'm forcing you a good egod on 250, and unless you match my 250, you're stuck and you're going to have to sell it together with me to a third party. Even though the Rosh and the Ramban, the previous Sif, said that you can't do that, that's because kevan dikatam she'enu yocholei mekachu she'en megashin zemech nachlosai. You can't bounce the other guy out of his nachlo b'shvil ribui damim shalzeh just because you want to make a profit. That was as far as Harosh. That we want, if you're doing it for yourself and you're going to remain in it, Beseder, so you're keeping an achla, that's gevaldik. But if you're doing it to sell to a third party, that you're only doing it to profit, but not to use for yourself, and with that you should bounce the other guy out of his nachla, that's Eino Bedin, that's not fair. Zokta Nesivis, that's gevaldik and Sivov. Where you're right. How do you have a right to throw this guy out of his nakla? He wants to stay there, and you're bouncing him out because you want to sell to a third party. That's not fair. But vahaka. But over here, Hasheni gamkein roitzu lemeichroi. Reuven himself also wants to sell it. No one wants to stay in the nakla. Ha, Reuven, you want to sell also. So then you don't have a tiny. You want your nakla. You want to sell also. Now I'm invoking a good argument. I'm saying reish nun. I'm saying 250. And if you can't match the 250, you're forced to sell. Sell it with me to a third party, and you can't sell your chelik out privately.
Only the fact that he's going to gain more by selling it for 250. Let's say I find a scenario that you find a guy that he'll buy my property for 100 and a half, but I can only find a guy who will only buy it if he can buy the whole property for 200.
We're going to get to it. We'll get to it. Excellent. Okay, so the Nesiva says Gishmak Cheshbon, that here even the Rama would be moider, because always the reason why the Ramah is not moid is because how do you bounce that guy out? Because you want a profit. But here, Reuven already disclosed to everyone that he wants to sell out also. He already revealed that. So then, you're not bouncing him out. He wants to be bounced out. He doesn't care about his own nakla. He doesn't care about his own nakla. So now I'm going to evoke a good ogad, reish nun, 250. And if you can't match 250, you're going to be stuck. So Zokta Nesivis, this is very good. Why you need a chiddush and siv zayin to tell you that here the Ramah would be moida. Ach leha Rambam, but light the Rambam, namely the Machab and Sivob, the Sri Leditomid Yacholay Mekach, that always you could force a good or igud to sell to a third party. So then, what's the big chiddush in my case? I inserted a story into this machaba. But this is also pashut. Avadah Shimon could force Reuven to sell it together to a third party because it's a regular gidur igud. And everyone could cause a gidur igud to sell it to a third party, like we said in Sevav. And this halakas of Zion is coming from the Rambam. So the Rambam and Machab, Shit and Sevav hold that you could always force a gidur igud by selling it to a third party. So what's the chiddush over here in Sev Zion? It's a double pashut. So there the Nesiva says, Ve'evsha, like a daichik eshteko, but ve'evsha, the Rambam gan kein lo yisriya lekein. Even the Rambam, and even the Machab and Sevav, who say that you could force a good egg by selling to a third party, really don't hold like that. They only hold like that, rak ba'ashir ve'ani. Only over there, remember, we're talking about one guy who's wealthy and one guy who's poor, and the wealthy guy wants to use the base hamercha, so the base habad, and the poor guy never has stock, he has no use out of it, he has nothing to use it for, he doesn't have a vodim, he doesn't have a novim to press, he has nothing out of this press. So what is he going to do? Twiddle his thumbs? He has nothing from it. So there, they allowed him to do a good or igud, chach to get out his money, chach to get his equity out. They allowed a good igud b'chaygamna because he's an ani. Sheyesh hefzid gadol ani. If you don't allow him such a good igud, he can't afford to buy it himself, and he can't afford to use it, so he has nothing from it. It's terrible. So because of the hefzid gadol, therefore we allowed a good igud idei selling to a third party. Avol belav hachi, if it would be two wealthy people, if he wouldn't be having a hefzek gadol, wouldn't be talking about an ani, einu yachol leimekein, he cannot force a gedor igud by selling it to a third party. A big chiddush. That which the Mechaber says before, in Sivav, that you could do a gedor igud by selling it to a third party, is only by an ani, because Nebuch, otherwise he has nothing out of this property. But if he would be an usher and he could use it himself, we could maybe do a good egget to buy for himself, but he could use it for himself, then we never gave them the right of a good egget to sell to a third party. And Mamelo, that means the Macham is moided to Rama. Macham only argues by an ani. Big chiddush, big hamas in the machaba. Mamela zok, now it's very geschmack. What's a chiddush over here is? The chiddush is bekan, even by an asher, where normally the machaba is moided to the ramah, that you cannot say good or good by selling it to a third party. Here you could do that. Yocholei mekein metama now, for the same chiddush I said before in the Rosh, is that since Reuven already revealed that he's willing to sell it, he wants to sell it, so yes, Shimon could bounce him out even by a good igud by selling it to a third party. That is the chiddush. Beautiful nesivis, hamos in the machabo, but beautiful nesivis. Nesivis is being machadish that this works because it's a good igud by selling to a third party, that even the Ramah and even the machabo is moitz Ramah, only that wouldn't work, but here it would work because the first guy was also willing to sell it out. Alright, that is the nesivis. Now, L'chayro, let's just take apart this Nesivis a bit. It's beautiful Nesivis, but let's just take apart. Just play this out. Reuven wants to sell to his Kariv, and Shimon insists, no, I want to sell to a third party. And he's invoking a good or igud. I want to sell to a third party for 250, and that's my good igud. It means I'm offering you basically 125 for your half. So now Reuven is challenged, and he has to answer to that, right? So the Nesivis says he's stuck, he's going to have to go along with Shimon. Why can't Reuven say, that's very nice, but I want to sell it out anyway to my Kariv. I'll sell my chelik out with my Kariv, and now you'll deal with my Kariv with your good nonsense. I'm not interested in participating, this is going to be good, and I'm going to pull the rug under you. I'll sell out my chelik, let my Kariv assume my position, and now deal with my Kariv. Drive him crazy, do whatever you want. My Kariv is a chavra man, he knows how to deal with you, and I'm not, and I'm out of here. Let me sell out to this Kariv, and I'll take it a step further. And now when you're going to go to the Kariv and tell the Kariv, get a igot, because here the Ramah is Maida, because I have a Nesivist, and the Nesivist says that when you want to sell, the Ramah is Maida, my Kariv will tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not interested in selling. I like the place. I want to stay. So now you can't even tie a good igud against me. I could really mess Shimon up. I'll sell out my chelik to my Kariv, because I have a right to sell my chayfet out, and now deal with him. And then when you're going to want to invoke a good igud to my Kariv, he's going to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. What good igud? You don't want to buy it for yourself. You can't do a good igud idea selling it to a third party. The Ramah says you can't. And your nesivis that you quote, so again, I'm going to use against you. Your nesivis says that even the mechab is moida that you can't invoke a good igud by selling it to a third party. Only by an ani, which you're not. So memela, you can't invoke a good igud on me because I'm willing to stay here. Huh? It's nachlasa. Now it's every nachlasa doesn't mean that you got it for Yerusha. Nachlasa means that you own it. It's a kinyan kesef. Now it's mine. So what's the problem? Now I feel him to tilaima that I'm wrong. I feel him to learn that once Shimon invoked a good rigid properly to Reuven, so even though Reuven sells it off to his Karev, the Karev has to assume Reuven's position. So he can't be stronger than Reuven. And Reuven is already mechuyv to answer to Shimon's good rigid. But say this, so my Karev will answer to good rigid. My Karev will buy you out. My Karev wants the property, Taka. He'll buy you out. It's not a problem. He'll deal with you. He'll pay you 125 for your chelek, and he'll buy you out. But why am I forced to sell it to a third party for 250? Maybe not. So deal with him. Talk to him. But why am I mechuyv? Chadis Nesivis makes a hanocha here that I'm mechuyv to now participate and work with you to sell to a third party. Why? If I want to sell to my karev, let me still sell to my karev. If you recall, there was a sma. The sma said, we chapter ran at the end of the Leashir, the sma in Sivkot and Tezayin, when it says over there, Yitchoy Ka'osher is Ani, if he's going to pay Pachus Mishavyov, if the Osher offers the Ani less than its real value, he could mamish squeeze the Ani, Yitchoy Ha'ani, and that's not fear. The sma says, how could he squeeze the ani, let the ani just sell his chelik out to someone else. So the sma says, and the Kram is talking about where you can't find someone to assume his position. If I say in the sma, in the Orcha Shulchan, that if you could find someone to assume your position, you have a right to let someone assume your position. So that's what Reuven should be doing here too. Let Reuven get his karev, assume his position, and now deal with my karev. Break your head with my karev. He'll do good rigor with you, he won't do good rigor with you. Whatever, deal with him. But why? Why am I knocked out of here and I got to deal with you? Baruch Hashem, I found there's a sefer, Erech Mishor, is a Peleyev. So he has, in Simon Samach, he basically asks this kasha, that what's going on. The Tabas HaChoshen deals with it. He quotes a sefer, I don't know, he doesn't say who it is, but Pashas, he means this sefer, Erech Mishor. What's going on here? It's Mamish HaPel on this Nesivis. What I believe then, it's Muchach in the Nesivis, that Nesivis argues with the Sma. The Nesivis holds that once a Teveya invokes good or igud, now the Nitva is locked in. He has to respond to that good or igud. He could say good, he could say igud, but he has no ability to sell it off to someone else. The Teveya already put his shibud, his claws on your chelik, and that's it. You're stuck. You're now caught in this, then you gotta participate in this process called good igud. You can't sell your chelik off to somebody else. It's too late. Had you sold it to your karev a minute ago before I invoked it, beside it. But right now, it's too late. You're trapped here, and you can't do it. If you remember, we were medayik the same thing when the Chubis Maram in Rattenberg, Ha'achreinim, that Pesachim Chuba brings down. He has a similar story where one guy is offering. He says that the market value for the whole property, when we look Pachas Meshavi, we look at the whole property in its entirety, and if the whole property is worth 400, let's say. So as long as he offers 200 for his shutav, that's fine. Even though the shutav can now find someone else, let's say for 250 for his own half, it's too late. He cannot sell it off. It's too late. He has to participate in the process of a gid or igud. So lechayra, what's muchach in this nesivis is the same thing, that the nesivis has to hold like that. Otherwise, it's a pella. What does he talk about? Let Reuven still sell it to his karif. It's a chiddush. It means the basic fundamental shaila we have in good or igud, can the nitva, once a good igud was invoked, could a nitva go ahead and sell it off to a third party to have someone assume his position? And for nesivis, you see, you cannot. Not like this man. Now, once we're here.
Let's say he didn't come and offer him my half, someone wants to buy the whole thing. I could find for my part, but you can't find for your part. Is this guy at least allowed to sell his part because he could find a guy to buy it?
What do you mean? Who can? Who's Reuven Shimon?
Good argument.
Right. So you could do good argument. It means he found a buyer.
No.
A regular case of good argument. If you have a regular case of good argument, then the nitva has to participate.
No. See that.
Right. Good.
Each one allowed to sell it out the third party.
Right. The both of them, they join. That's what the Nesivis says. Merchan Lachem means that one could force the other to join him in the sale to other people.
If he found the guy that wants to buy the whole.
Correct.
Let's say each one finds a guy who wants to buy a half.
So very good. So each one will sell off their half. That's very good. So but that's no Kiddush. But that's no Kiddush. That's mamish no Kiddush.
But they're allowed to deal with
their people. Avada, there was no good invoke. But once there's a good invoke. The case of the Maccabi is that there's no good igud. If you're telling me that the case is that each one only wants to sell his half, then that's not good igud. Good igud means I want to buy you out. So the Nesiva said it's good or good because I want to sell the entire chelik out to their body. So that's good or good. But without that, that's not good or good. So everyone could do whatever they want. All right. Now, once we're here... Sorry, wait a minute. When I am Teveh Gerigat, now that's my Tvi is Chal, Chazal made a Takon Gerigat, now you're forced to respond. You got to respond. You can't now, it's too late to sell it out with her body. Now, once that's the case, if that's what Vashtet and Nesiv is, and that's a big Chiddush, I mean, L'chari Makhlek is Akrainim, Sman, Akashukun against Nesiv, Sman Ramberg, but L'chari that's a big Chiddush, so then Abazoi, then you don't need the whole Shtikot Torah of the Nesiv is really. If you think about it, see, this may be held as pashut. But you don't need the whole Shtikot Torah that here the Rambam is moided to the Ramah, and normally that you can't tie a good ego by selling it to a third party. I can tell you, no, the Rambam never is moided to the Ramah, and the Rambam holds that you can always invoke a good ego, even by an usher. You can always invoke a good ego by selling it to Achayim. And what's the Chiddush of Sif Zayin? The Chiddush of Sif Zayin is that Reuven has to participate. Reuven can't sell his Chelek Uf to his Karif. He's going to have to participate. But the less Breiro, he's going to have to work with me. Because it's too late. Once I invoke the Gidigid, he has to respond. The Chayyadach could have been the Chiddush of Siv Zayin. That once you Taveya Gidigid, then Moichin Lachem, you're going to have to sell it to a third party. That was the takana that they made. When they made Gidigid, that was a form of Chalukah. That's what they wanted to do. So they made Gidigid, and now you got to respond to that process. It's too late to sell it off. We got to cause a Chalukah right now, so it's too late. So l'chay, that could have been the chiddush over here. You didn't have to go as a vayt to say, here the Rambam, you don't need that whole shtickle. And then once you're here, then you have the whole, like your type of shaylas. Then you don't have to say you're selling it to a karav for less. I could tell you, even if you're selling it to a karav for 125, for the same amount, whatever the chedjman is. And I'll give you a different case. Reuven found a buyer for his chelik for 125. There's only one buyer to be found, and Reuven got that buyer first. And Shimon Nebuch is chalishing to sell, but he can't find a buyer just to buy out his chelik. But he found a buyer who's willing to pay $250 for the whole kadoodle, for the whole shutvis. Madin. So din is, same as the halacha. Shimon could force Reuven to do a gid or igid and buy Reuven out. Now, the only thing is, b'chai gamna, Reuven might be able to get the buyer to offer him $125, and now Haket, tell Shimon, okay, all good, I'll buy you out with $125 that I'm getting from my buyer. He could do that. But in Lamdis, even B'chai Gamna, Shimon will force Reuven to respond and participate in the good process. Let's say he can only find a buyer, let's say, for $124, let's say, whatever it is. He'll be stuck, that's it. He doesn't want to match the $125 of Shimon. He's going to have to participate with Shimon. He doesn't want to buy, and not only that, even if he finds, I'm going to say it in an extreme case, he has a buyer lined up for $150, only on his chelik, and Shimon found a buyer for the whole shutfis for $250. Shimon could force Reuven to sell his chelik out together with Shimon for only $250, and that means Reuven will only net $125. Why? Because play this out: they're both chalishing to sell, and there's only one buyer to be had on a half a chelik, on a half a shutfis, on one chelik, right? So Reuven is now in a quandary. What is he going to do? If he's going to now take the money and buy Shimon out, he's going to be stuck with the whole shutfis. He doesn't want to be stuck with the shutfis, right? He doesn't want to buy Shimon out himself and then flip it, because then he'll be stuck with his chelik. He's going to be stuck here. So he might be forced, unless Reuven could line up both buyers. And what Reuven could do is first sell out his chelik, sort of line up his guy for $125, take that money, buy Shimon out of his chelik, so now he has the whole package, and then take that whole package and sell it off in the market for that $250. But then he gained nothing. I mean, he could do that, but then at the end of the day, he didn't make any money, because he took Reuven's, he sold off, and at the end, ultimately, he only got that $250 in his pocket anyway. But the kids, if Reuven will have someone for $150, Shimon could still force him to sell out for only $250 and take a hit. Because Reuven's stuck, what is he going to do? He doesn't want to counter on that good or good. He doesn't want to participate, so he's going to be stuck. He doesn't want to end up with the property. He's chalishing to sell out, so he's going to be stuck with it. So Mamela, he'll have to sell out. He'll have to be partake. He'll have to give everything with Shimon together to sell out for $250. by a koivoi, because his case is much smoother. It means he can't afford to participate in a ganegan. My case is bad. He has a buyer lined up for the money, but then he's going to be stuck with a property which he doesn't want to be stuck with. So memela, he won't do a good agad. All right. At the end of the day, that's a. Okay, so but then yes, if you're not stuck with what's he saying, so let me just sell to my garif.
I understand.
Now, I think the reason why he had to say that, because he held that wasn't a chiddush. He held his posh that you're stuck with it. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that here the Rambam's maidan. He held that it was a davar posh. I'm saying, l'didan, that l'chayr to makhlek is achrenim, you could have said that. That was good for the chiddush. And the Chalambi, but then Sivas maybe held that was a davar posh. Maybe that wasn't the chiddush. And he needed to say that, oh, the chiddush is the Rambam. All right. All right, Rabbi, so let's move on to Sif Ches. Now, before we...
I'm sure there's an amount which says that I could sell my half and you could only find the guy who could buy the whole thing. Let's say, if it's going to be less than the value, I'm not...
No, less than the value, we said. You can't do a good agreement less than the value. That we said. I'm talking about when that 250 is a value, but you were able to find someone 150 just so you get your got a windfall of a buyer, tough luck. You won't be able to sell it to that guy. You have to participate with the good agreement. You're going to have to join Shimon to sell out. All right, let's do Sif Ches. I want to cover Sif Ches tonight, or at least most of it. I just have to give you a Hakdama. Till now, what we had in the Simcha Fayin Aleph, till now we had a regular Chalukah when it's Yesh Beikadei Chalukah. That was the beginning. That's one form of Chalukah. Then we introduced to another form of Chalukah called Gira Agud. That when there's Ein Beikadei Chalukah, so what are we going to do? Our hands are tied. There's not enough to split. So then we can invoke a Gira Agud. That was the second form of Chalukah. What Sif Ches is going to be talking about is a third and even fourth form of chalukah. And that is, one is chalukas hazmanim, where if we don't do good or good, and there's not enough to go around, it's embe kadeh chalukah, so we can't divide it for good, but we'll divide it according to time. You'll take it 1 year, and I'll take it another year, and we'll keep on rotating, or you take it a day, and you'll take the odd days, and I'll take the even days. Time sharing, right? Very good. Time sharing. It would be chalukas hazmanim. That's another type of a chalukah that Chazal allowed. It was a takonas Chazal, just like they were masak and good or agud. They were masak and chalukas hazmanim. Then there's another form of chalukah, sort of, and that is where we'll force each other to rent it out to a third party, and we'll share the profit. We'll share the schiris, and that's also a Chalukah, chalukas adamim, chalukas aschiris. We're sharing the aschiris that we are renting it out. That's another form of chalukah. Well, chalukas azmanim is really not a chalukah either, but it's like a chalukah. It's a way, and good or igid is really, you know, but it's like a chalukah, right? It's another way to deal with the problem called a shutif. I'm a shutif, I don't want to deal with him. I can't be together with him. So you could do cut the pie like this, and cut the pie like that, and cut the pie like this. No, I'm not using it, and I don't have to see you anymore. We rent it out to a third party, and we just, you know, checks are sent, you know, direct deposit in the bank account. I have nothing to do with you anymore. I don't know who you are. Finished. You know, triple net lease. I don't have to deal with you anymore. Okay. So that's another form of chalukah. So it's also gishmak. Very nice. The million-dollar problem here, and that's the problem with all the rishonim and the gemaras, this is probably the most complex part of Kuf Ayin Aleph, and I hope to sort of skirt this whole complexity, I hope, with an extra dose of Siyata Dishmaya, just give you the bottom line, is how all the forms intertwine with each other. Means, okay, so now we know there's good or igud. On Ein Bei Kadei Chalukah, we now know that there are three possibilities. Good or igud, Schiris, and Chalukas Hazmanim. I want Chalukas Hazmanim, and you want Schiris. Who wins? I want good egged and you want chalukas azman. I want good egged and you want schiris, right? How do they all? Who has kedima over the other? That's copy selling it to a third party. But if you do good egged, maybe I have a right to say I'd rather do chalukas azman. Maybe that's better. Maybe if I can't, maybe I say I'd want to do chalukas azman. You say I'd rather do good egged. That's better. Maybe. Means here is a whole different class. No, that before was it's a good igit, and now you're trying to sell out and ignore my tviya. You can't ignore my tviya. Once I made lodge the tviya, you got to answer that tviya. Now is you're answering it. You're answering something else. I'm saying chalukas azmanim, and your answer is good igit. It's a whole, let's do that chalukah. That chalukah is maybe a better chalukah. It's a different type of a chalukah. And the shali is, which one is better? And let's go through the sif, and we'll hopefully cut something clear. At least how the Mechaber paskins, we'll try at least, to get out how the Mechaber paskins, which is basically the Rambam. What I'm going to do is, let's try to just go through the Mechaber and skip over all the Ramas, just to try to concentrate and get the Seder Advarim, and Belina then we'll go back and put together the Rama. Okay. Zakta Mechaber. Amar kol echad mehem. Each party says, Eini moicha, I don't want to sell. I'm not interested in selling. Remember, Siv Zayin was, each one said, I don't want to buy, only want to sell. Now you have the inverse case. Neither wants to sell, they both want to buy. And l'kol echad mehem roi tzashik nechelek avayri, each one wants to force the other guy. I want to buy you out, and you want to buy me out. But neither of them is saying a full good egged, right? I'm not saying good egged, because I'm not interested in selling. I'm only saying egged, half of it. And you're saying back to me, egged. You also don't want to sell out. You also only want to buy. So,
doesn't usually the nitzvah have the choice to do whatever?
The nitzvah has a choice if the tevei says good egged, but the tevei didn't say good egged. The tevei just said egged. I want to buy you out. And your response is, I want to buy you out. No, so I'm talking nonsense, and you're talking nonsense.
When you say good, you basically tell them the shiftus is over. I'm forcing here a
chalukah. And the chalukah that you could force, Chazal, we learned in Sivav, is called good or igud. And you're not saying that. You're just saying igud. Okay. And I'm saying igud back. Okay. Both of us are not talking simzach. So we both are not saying anything. Or neither of them are interested in buying or selling. They're just happy the way it is. They both want to have a chelik here. So what's the halacha? El yishur shutfim. They both want to stay in the shutfim. So then what is the halacha? We both want to say shutfim, but not with each other. I want to be in the shutfim, but just, I don't like you. I don't want to deal with you. You're the headache. The property, the asset's beautiful. I just don't want you. And I can't afford to buy you out. Okay, but I don't want to deal with you. And the same thing, you don't like me. So we have a problem here. So the halach is like this. Dr. Mechaber, im hoya hamokum osli liskor. If it's a type of item, it's a place, it's a karka, it's a land, which is osli liskor, which is oimit for schiris. The halach is seichunaisai. You could rent it out. V'chokim schorei, and we divide the profits. We divide the schiris. That's the regular schiris. Each one of us could force the other one to rent it out.
The whole thing. I want it
to
myself. Yeah.
The vow, I could force you to rent it out. That's what Vashtet and Mechaber. Just trying to read through the Mechaber. Mechaber says I could force a schiris. So continues the Mechaber. V'im ein hamakom osay lizkor, if the place is not oimit to be rented out. Then, Zokta Mechaber, then there's a distinction. Then we have to know what type of item it is. There's going to be a difference between a chotzer and a merchet. There's going to be a difference between something that we cannot use together to something that we could be'etzim use together. Let's see. Imu chotzer, if it's a chotzer, that's not shaykh for us to be together there because it has a gria one from another. I can't deal with you. I can't. I'm Shemzach. I can't lay on my beach chair in my backyard when you're there, and you can't do the same. So we have a problem. We can't share this chotzer together. So the halacha is chalukas hazmanim. Now what we'll do is we'll have to share timeshare. We'll have to share it through time. That is sheichnim b'shana shana. You take a year and I take a year. She'ef sheshish kenush neim kechad. We can't both of us use it together. And they hezagria. And we can't both of us use it together by dividing it, and you take half and I take half, which would be ideal, because shereim ba din chaluka, because it's no din chaluka. So we have no way for us to split normally. We can't do a chaluka, and we can't both use it. So what are we going to do? So now we have to do chalukas azmanim. Why do I say that the zman should be a year for? Zokta Mechaber, you're going to tell me to split it by days? You know, one day, Sunday you live there, Monday I live there, Tuesday you live there. Every day there will be a mover. Sunday the mover will move in your stuff. Monday we'll have two movers. You're going to go out and I'll go in. And Tuesday, that doesn't make any sense. Ein adam also litrei kol amit yoyim. Chabu is generous. Even 30 days, it's ridiculous. Every 30 days I have to move, change the address. Kol amit yoyim lefanis michatza lachatza ela mishana lashana. For a year, That we already could hear. A person can move into a place for a year. It's Mavun, the Gemara like that. That for a year you could live into a place. If you rent out, the Goyin says, quotes the Gemara, beautiful. If you rent out something for Stam, it's for a year. For a year. For Shana, it's a year. It makes sense. A year is Namal Oschiris. And Ad HaYayim Grado, we also do that. But most contracts are for a year. At least it's for a year. Most contracts, residential contracts, are for a year. That makes sense. So whatever is normal, that is chalukas hazmanim. In other words, the halach is chalukas hazmanim. What meshach hazman, that's what's considered normal. If you look in the Torah from the Gaonim, he quotes over Tshuvas Gaonim, they say that it's whatever is the normal to rent it out. And it's really not just the Torah, it's really, it's mavu like that in the Tshuvas Rashba as well. The Tshuvas Rashba and Chelek Beis, Kuf Memalev says the same thing. That since we find people renting it out for a year, then it's for a year. If you'll have another item that's for less time, let's say you'll have an item, you're sharing an animal or whatever, you're going to do chalukas hazmanim on, so then you'll go what is normal to rent it out. If it's for days, then you do daily, weekly, monthly, whatever the item is normal to rent it out, that you see is an acceptable zman, so then we'll do chalukas hazmanim on that zman. You take it for a month, I'll take it for a month. You take it for a week, I'll take it for a week. So now the Mechaba has this chalukah called chalukas hazmanim. Okay, let's continue. Continue the Mechaba, jump over the next Ramah. V'me'echad yesh lo shnei shlishim. What happened? You have shutvim who are not equal shutvim. One has two thirds. V'echad yesh lo shlish. And one only has one third. I skipped over the Ramah, correct? So what are you going to do now? If one has two thirds, one third. So one, in essence, will use it for 2 years. And one is going to use it for 1 year. So what do you do? Yatilu shnei goyrolis. You put into the pot two goyrolis. Echad mishana. One girl will say on it a year. Vechad mishnasayim. And one will say on it 2 years. And you pick it up. And whoever gets picked out first, goes first. So the guy gets picked out first. The 1 year, so he'll have the first shot, and he stays there a year. If the 2 year guy gets picked out first, so he'll get the first shot, he'll get 2 years, and then the next guy will get 1 year after him. And the Chanami, it is the same thing, but the Chiddush here, and the Ra'or Cheshulchan Taka says that, even by 1 year, 1 year, you have to do a girl who goes first. It's true. But the Chiddush here is that don't mess me up, and don't say, okay, let's put in three girls, each for a year. And you pick and I pick, and we'll see who goes first. You know, somehow we'll do a girl who gets first. We'll put in a girl first and second and third. And then what will end up happening is the guy who has two is going to be cut in half. He'll have to do Sunday and Tuesday, and you got Monday. That's not fair to me. You just cut me in half. I have a right to keep my chelik together.
Why should there be such a thing that should only be skewers? We have to rent it out. Not chelik as man.
We're going to discuss a chelik between us. Let's get back to it. Let's just first get out the Mechaba. So that's the Mechaba. It says, that's the chiddush, that he has the right, he's entitled to have ritufis, his 2 years together. Ad kan divrei Mechaba by a chotzer, because a chotzer you can't be there together because it's hezekriya. Now comes the Mechaba and says another classification. V'merchetu, but if it's a bathhouse, which nechnosim bo shneim tamid b'choyoyim, that we both need it constantly together and we could use it together. It's big enough for us to use it together and there's no problem of hezekriya. So then the halakha, v'chein kol dovish roi l'shtamish boi b'yachad, v'eino osei liskor, and so to any item which is normal to be used together, there's no problem of hezekriya or chadoyma. We could use it together, and it's eino osei liskor, because remember, that was the tenai the Mechaba put in all at the beginning. Because if it's osei liskor, we first do schiris. Oh, but when it's eino osei liskor, then, and what's the case? Could go in Sefer Torah, we could both learn from it together, or matzo, sheets, mattresses, you can't say, okay, you take it for a day and I take it for a day. Because the guy will say, what do you mean? Well, I want to use this every day. Don't send me out Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. I need it Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays as well. So I need it every day. So then the halacha is that, no, we're mishtamish it together. That's the halacha. You got to mishtamish it together. V'mudav v'shein yichel l'mishtamish b'kechod. Then it's like chatzah chok noisa b'yomim. So the Mechaba sets you up with
No,
but Yomim is if you could use a Biyomim, a Sefer Torah, you could use Biyomim, but with some type of item that you could use Biyomim, then it's Yomim. If something item that doesn't make sense to use it for Yomim, like a house, you can't move in and out of a house every day, so then it has to be a normal time period, which is a year. All right, so that's the Mechaba. So let's just... That's it. You're right. So that's the halakha. The halakha is if you don't want to invoke a good egot and I don't want to invoke a good egot and it's aimed by kadei chalukah, then we're going to have to use it together. That's the halakha. So now here comes the mechaber. Just repeat the mechaber bekitza besikum advarim. The mechaber holds. I want to be medayik in the mechaber. It's pashut like that. Mechaber starts off. If no one wants to do a good egot, then here goes the following. Vayseis in the mechaber that if anyone then want good egot is supreme. You want chalukas as manim, hishtamshes biyachad, schiris la'achem, and I want good egot, I win. Then good egot is. It's just no one wants good egot, so then we'll do the rest. Okay, that's the mechaba. Another thing is mavun the mechaba, for some reason, is that if it's something that's usli liska, if you could rent out, then rent out is supreme. That's the next on the level. Next on the totem pole is we're going to rent out. That is supreme. That's what the Mechaba says. If and that seemingly in the Mechaba takes precedence over Chalukas Hazmanim and even Hishtamshus Beyachad. Because the Mechaba just starts off, if you could rent it out, rent it out. If you can't rent it out, then there's a nafkamina between Chatz and Beis Abad, a Merchis, I mean, whether you could, something that you could use together, you can't use together, but if you could rent it out, you got to rent it out.
Isn't it
Talmud
at all what the usage was until now?
We're going to get to it. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. And economy, excellent. And it's mavul like the end of Mechab at the end too, because Mechab says, "Can called over Shirei l'shtamish v'vayinoy osel lisko." So be mishtamish beyachad. Vice versa, if it's osel lisko, then you got to rent it out. And then the Mechab says, "Oh, now that you're not doing good ogut and you're not renting it out because it's not osel lisko, so now we go to the next level. That is that if you could use it together, you got to use it together. And if you can't use it together, then you do chalukas azmanim. So that's the Mechab." So now let's flesh this out. Well, let's go into the sugi with the Machlekes Rishonim, and we'll have to revisit this Mechaba. The Gemara says the following. Actually, let me just tell you that it's a Machlekes Rishonim, which is better, Chalukas Hazmanim or Schiris. If I want to rent it out to other people, the whole package, and you say, no, let's do Chalukas Hazmanim, let's divide the days, the weeks, the months, the years, which is better? Is Schiris better or is Chalukas Hazmanim better? And this is totally on how to tight up a Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. And you learn through Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, very nice Machlokes Rishonim. But when this Machlokes Rishonim comes out, major nafkamidas in halacha. And so many chidushei dinim, hopefully we'll get to some of them tonight. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Yehudin Rav Nachman. If there's bechlal a concept called Gidur Igud. Rav Yehuda said it's Gidur Igud. When you're stuck by Aim by Kadei Kaluka, Chazal Masakin Gidur Igud. And Rav Nachman said, nothing doing. There is no Gidur Igud. You're going to bounce me out of my chelik? Nothing doing. There's no such thing as a Gidur Igud. Comes along Rava to Rav Nachman and says, Rebbe, Rav Nachman, you hold there's no such thing as a Gidur Igud, so what's going to be when you have an Eved or Behemoth Temeah and there was a Becharo Pashat? So one guy yashin two chalagim and one guy yashin one chelik. What are they going to do? How are they going to deal with this behemah? How are they going to deal with this eved? What should they do? Bishlam, if it was a kosher behemah, simple. Shechtit, you take 2/3 of the meat, and I take 1/3 of the meat. But it's a behemah tameya, so that's not an option. What are they going to do? Bishlam, Rav Yehuda has the Eitzah Gedogad. Fine, Gedogad. But you don't allow Gedogad. So what are they going to do? Kzak Rav Nachman, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do Chalukas Azmanim. The Bechor is going to take it for 2 days, and the Pasha will take it for 1 day. So Sunday and Monday, the Bechor will get Betsy, and Tuesday, Shimon will get the Pasha will get Betsy. And that's how they're going. Wednesday and Thursday, again the Bechor, and then Friday, then again, the Pasha will take this animal. That's Rav Nachman's teretz. Simple Gemara. Small, simple, concise Gemara. Beautiful, right? Frek Alari showed him $1 million cash on the Gemara. Rava was asking, what are you going to do when there's a Becharo Pashat? And it will be a regular Yerusha, Rava had no problem. It will be two Pshutim, both of them have a Chelik, and you have Betsy here, what are you going to do? Shech Betzi, you can't eat it. What are they going to do? I have the same kasha, Bishlam, Rav Yehuda, you have good agad. But Rav Nachman, you don't know the good agad. What are you going to do? What are they going to do? Rav should have asked that by regular Yerusha. Rav has to, mamish, dream up, oh, there's a Bukhar, and there's a Pasha. What are we going to do then? What happened to a regular case? Every Yerusha, every Shutfis, Rav Nachman, when the Shutfis is not working out great, and you can't do Chalukah, Zemba Kadei Chalukah, what are they going to do? Okay, we're going to get to it. This kasha is $1 million kasha, and there's many different pshatim in the Rishonim. And I want to share with the Zayulim two basic pshatim in the Rishonim. And from that comes out a beautiful machlokes. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, it's really others as well, the Ritva says, not a problem. If you have two pshutim, have a simple eitzah, rent it out. No problem. Let's rent it out, and we'll divide the profits. Simple chalukah. That's a good vashmaka chalukah. We'll rent it out. Why not? It's a pashit simple. Oh, but by bechoro pashit, zok the ritva, eisen geschmack. Zok the ritva, there's a halacha of bechoros enu naito beroy kiva muchzik, and he doesn't get his chelik bechore in the davar haroy. And tzchiris, if you can't use the item itself, and your only ownership is b'negeya to a future tzchiris. That's all you have in this item. That's roi. So what is the bechor going to do? To rent it out, then he's going to have to divide the rent equally with his pasha. That's not fair. He's the bechor. No. He's muksik in the para, but the schiris is a davar roi. And even though the schiris comes from the para, the Rishonim say that since he really can't take over a chelik in the para, because ein bo kadei chelukah, and he can't do a good agad, so he really doesn't have anything directly in the para, only b'negeya to schiris, that's considered a roi. And mameila, if it's roi, hey, it's roi. He's not going to be able to get his fair share. He won't get his double share. If he rents it out, he's not going to make it. To use it, they don't want to stay together. They really can't deal with this. What are we going to do? Comes along Rav Nachman's Mechadish, hey, there's such a thing called Chalukas Azmanim. And that's going to be the Yetzah. So that's one pshat in the Gemara. What you see from that pshat in the Mahalach in the Gemara is that Rav understood Tzchiris. Tzchiris was Pasha by him. He had a problem, but Bechor, Pasha, Tzchiris is really not a good Yetzah. What are you going to do? Comes along Rav Nachman, saves the day that there's such a thing called Chalukas Azmanim. Vaisis in the Gemara that Tzchiris is better than Chalukas Azmanim. Rav knew Schiris, didn't know Chalukas Azmanim. Rav Nachman said, but the less Breira, when you can't do Schiris, okay, we'll do Chalukas Azmanim.
Chalukas Azmanim makes it
should be ruined. You could say, as Alam, this may be good. But you see that, still you see that Schiris, God, that's my cloak, it's a shame, very kishmak. But you see, still, but Schiris is better than Chalukas Azmanim. Because Rav understood Schiris, and he didn't understand Chalukas Azmanim. It's Mefurusha Gemara Leiter Ritva, and these set of Rishonim, is that if you have a choice, Schiris or Chalukas Azmanim, we could force Schiris. I want Schiris, you want Chalukas Azmanim? I force you to rent out your thing. That's one.
And what's the lomdus
in that? Good. Zakhtar Rivash and Veshkav Zayin. Zakhtar Rivash. Is which is better? The Ritva holds that Chalukah, that Schiris is better. Why? Chalukas Azmanim, I'm getting it Sunday, I have nothing Monday. You're getting it Monday, you have nothing Sunday. That's not so geschmack. Schiris, we're both using it together constantly, every split second of the day. How? By sharing its profits. The schiris that's being paid is not being paid only for Sunday and Monday. I'm not taking Sunday's rent and you're taking Monday's rent. We're both sharing Sundays and Mondays and Tuesday's rent. Rivash says every pruta we're sharing. We're sharing, that means we're both nutzing ois, our chalakim in its fullest, totally, be'echus of bekamis, constantly, together. So that's geschmack. So that's why schiris is better than chalukas azmanu. By Bukhar, no, you can't there because the Bukhar is going to lose its chelik. That's not fair to him. No, because that means he's not deriving his schiris from it. What's the reason why schiris is better? Because he's deriving his ishtamshis, ayudei schiris. He's not deriving his ishtamshis. You're forcing his schiris. He's only getting one chelik. He lost out his whole second chelik.
Yeah, but Chalukas Azmanim, the guy who has less, is only having 1 day, he's having 2 days. I would rather want schiris, but I always have.
Schiris is better. So the Ritva holds Schiris is better. That's it.
No, he's saying that's why you could
No, that's why you could force chiris. You could force chiris because it's better. Because they're both nuts, they're foolish damshes. How? By shearing the chiris. But b'chor pasha, what are you going to do? He can't do it. So that he says, but the last prayer, you have to do chalukas hazmanu.
Yeah, but now he's at a disadvantage.
Well, who's at a disadvantage?
The guy who has less time.
Why is it? Why?
He only has one
day. Has the same one day. No, he was still, but even his counsel, he's only going to get a third. So the mice, he's only getting a third of the
third.
Okay, fine. Okay. But so that's a chiddush of Reb Nachum. But that does state. Good. So that's Ritva. Good. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, nothing doing. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Whole different Pshat in the Gemara. Bishloime, if it was a Pashid and a Pashid, Rava knew, Avati, do Chalukas Azmanim. That makes so much sense, do Chalukas Azmanim. You take it Sunday, I take it Monday, you take it Tuesday, Wednesday. That's very fair. A very Chalukas Azmanim, so geschmack. But when he had a Bukhara Pashid, Rava had a problem. He said like this. Rava said, play it out. If you have Shutim that are not equal partners, and one has twice as much as the other, so it's not that he just has twice in kamas. He has more in echus. Because, for example, let's say you have to get somewhere that it takes 2 days to get there round trip. So the guy who has a bechor, who has the 2 days out of the item, he can get there and get back. But the parshid only has 1 day, can never get there. Because it's a round trip, it's 2 days. You only go halfway and he's going to have to turn around. He'll never get to the destination. Means it's not just double. A guy who has more in Echus, he could accomplish much more. You have an Eved, and you have to build a shack. It takes 2 days to build a shack, this porch. If I have the Eved for 2 days, I'll have a porch. I have an Eved only for 1 day, I won't have a porch. By the time I get him again, it's going to be rained on. I don't know, I get ruined. It's going to be chopped up in the middle. It means you gain more by having 2 days Ritzufim over the guy who has one. That was Rav's Kasha. Chalukas Azmanim is Pashit. Rav knew that too. But Rav had a problem. Bechora Pashit, what's going to happen? If that meant for Rav Nachman, tough. Chalukas Azmanim is a fair Chaluka, and I, the Pashit, doesn't have enough. That's not my problem. That's his problem. Who caused him not to have enough? He caused himself. He's only a Pashit. What should I do about it? He only has one Chalik. What should I do about it? That's not a reason. Means Rav was trying to force Rav Nachman into a corner to agree that it's a concept of good or good. Rav Nachman wiggled out and said, wait, what good or good? I don't need good or good. I'll do Chalukas Azmanim even there. Pchai Gavna. And the reason why the Pashit is going to lose out, because he deserves to lose out. Well, he is. He's a Pashit. It is valuable. No, 1 day is valuable. No, we already said that Avada has to be, we already said it has to be valuable. So we already said. And 1 day is valuable. For most things, a par is enough for 1 day. For most things. You want to go on a long trip for 2 days, for that, the Bukhar will be able to do it, and the Pashin won't be able to do it. Mamela, that was the shock of Atayah. Comes out, Zokra Ben Otam, comes out from his Pshat in the Gemara, the Chalukas Azmanim is better than Schiris. Schiris, no one had have him in to do Schiris, not Rav, not Rav Nachman, no one was talking about Schiris. Avadid, you do Chalukas Azmanim. And Chalukas Azmanim is better than Schiris. And why is Chalukas Azmanim better than Schiris? Zokta Rivash, right, very good. Zokta Rivash, the reason is because Schiris, I'm not getting from the item. Yeah, I'm getting rent. I want the Chafetz. I want to use my item. So if it's Chalukas Achach, I get to use my item half the time. But Schiris, I'm never going to get to use my item. You're selling it out to someone else. You're renting out to someone else. That's not fair. I lose out. So it's a Machloikas Rishonim. Which is better? Is it Schiris is better like the Ritva? I'm sorry. Is it Schiris better like the Ritva? Yes. Or is it Chalukas Azmanim better like the Rabbeinu Tam? Because Achach, I'm getting to use my Chafetz personally rather than renting it out. Okay, now let's take it, Rabbi, I'm running out of time, so try to hold on Orphan Kachas, because I'm going to need another few minutes here. All right? And I want to finish this, because it's a beautiful cheshbon. So it comes along like this. Let's take it to the next step. What happens if you're faced with a choice where it's, let's say it's a merchit, that we could both use it together. And now someone wants to do Chalukas Azmanim or Schiris. That is a dava pashit, kulam ke'echad armu with mefurish and the rishainim. There's not one Rishon Mefurish otherwise. They all hold, everyone who discusses it says Mefurish, that Avada Yumishtamishit Beyachad. And it's very Pashit. Because Avada Hishtamishit Beyachad is better than Chalukas Azmanim and better than Schiris. You have the Milo that Rabbeinu Tam had that you're using it personally. And you have the Milo for the Ritva that you're using it constantly together. So Avada using it together personally is better than using it personally, but every other day, chalukas is honor, and it's better than not using personally schiris and using it constantly. So vada hishtamshus biyachad is better than schiris and better than chalukas as manam. That's mefurish in the Rishayna. Good? Okay, now let's take it to the next step. Just hold off on Shailas here. Zok the Rishayim, even if you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you hold that Chalukas Hazmanim is better, but if it's something that's Oymid L'Schar, it's something so big that you're drowning in the place. Yeah, you have a Merchitz. The Merchitz is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. What are you doing with this pool? It doesn't make sense. Who do you know has such a swimming pool for personal use? It doesn't make sense. It is Oymid L'Schar. It's something that was made for Schar. The Shtege is such a large item is for rent. If it's something that's Oymid L'Schar, then Avada, you force Schiris. Because that's the chefza. The chefza is something which is Oymid L'Schar. If you have a house that's so big, you have a hotel, and the guy says, well, I want the hotel for myself. Well, hotel for yourself, you're crazy. It's, what do you think you do with a hotel? You rent it out to people. So then I could force, each one could force each other to rent it out, even though the guy wants to even be mishtamish with himself. Something which is Oymid L'Schar, you rent out, and that beats, that supersedes, even hishtamshus ba'atzmam. Because it's better for both of us to rent it out. Even if you're going to use it yourself, how much could you use already? A small portion of it. If we rent it out, we'll mamish use the chefetz in its totality. We'll use it b'maloye the ganze chefetz. So memela, each one could force a schiris when it's a dove, which is oymid l'schar, something which is so big, more than the use of the yoshim themselves. That is awesome with Fushin Rishayna. Okay. No, good egot is tops. But after good Chaluk is really tops when it's a yeshbeg. If not, good egot is second. When it's no good egot, if it's something which is oymid l'schar is first. If it's not, something that's not oymid l'schar, then it's machloikas v'shoinim, which is better, schiris or chalukas azmanim. Now that we have this hakdama, let's go back to the machaba. Let's read over machaba. Zok the machaba. When you don't want to do good egot, zok the machaba, then im hoya mokam osi liska seichu neisai v'chokam schari. So I have two pshatim in the Mechaba. Tell me which one's right. I could learn the Mechaba like the Ritva, that oymid osli liskar means that it's motzli liskar. I found a renter. I found a tenant. I found someone who's willing to rent it out. If you found someone to rent it out, then schiris is better than chalukas hazmanim, like the Ritva. I could learn the Mechaba like that. Or I could learn the Mechaba that osli liskar doesn't mean just I found someone to rent it out. It's osli liskar. It's oymid liskar. It's something so big. It's a hotel. It's an Olympic-sized swimming pool. What do you think you do with this item? You rent it out. So since it's osli liskar, therefore schiris takes precedence over chalukas hazmanim. But if it wouldn't be oymid liskar, then chalukas hazmanim would be better than schiris. Two pshatim in the mechaba. Osi liska zecha implies more the second shot. But I'm going to prove it to you. That has to be the second shot. Not just the mashmois. I'll prove it to you. Why? Because you see the mechaba starts off that if it's oymid liskar, if it's osi liskar, rent it out. If it's not, then there's a chilek between chotzer and merchitz. Then there's a chilek whether you do chalukas as mana or you mishtamish with it yourself. But if it's osi liskar, then you do schiris even by merchitz, even by sefer tar, even by matzah, even by things that you could use it yourself. If you're going to learn the mechaba, that the mechaba means, osi liskar means that you found a renter, then the mechaba is meraf sinigra. That means the mechaba just said that I could force a schiris even over using it myself. And that no Rishon said. Maybe one to entertain that maybe in a tshuva is a rush with everyone's doicha, but that's it. The rishonim mafurish mamish half a dozen rishonim mafurish that if you could rent, that if you could use it yourself, avada that takes precedence over schiris, even though schiris might be better than chalukas hazmanim. And if you're going to learn the mechaba just osi liska means I could find a tenant. That's wild. That means I could force the schiris over us using it. I could bounce you out of using your own item. That's wild. That you can't do. So the al kochok, what the mechaba means, osli liskar means that it's oimid liska, that it's us, it was made, that's lashon, us, it was made to be rented out. It's something so big that it's osli liskar. Memela, very good. If it's osli liskar, then schiris comes first. If it's not osli liskar, and now you're going to want to do schiris, tough on you. I'm going to do chalukas azmanim, because chalukas azmanim is better than schiris like Rabbeinu Tam. And if I could even use it myself, that like Amerikas, then we'll even use it ourselves even before Chalukas Azmanim. So it comes out, Besikim Rabbi, so just to go over it, it will come out that Chalukas, a real Chalukas, great. And because they Chaluka good or good. If there's no good or good, then if it's Osli Liskar, if it's Oimid Liskar, then we do Schiris. If it's not Oimid Liskar, then we fall back. If we could use it together, we use it together. If we can't use it together, then we're going to do Chalukas Azmanim. That's what comes out of Sifches. I know that we're over time, but I asked if she could give me a couple more minutes. I just want to misayim this Inyan. Yeah, mask him. So let me just go back to Sivov. Let's go back to Sivov now. And let's read over Sivov. Just one prat. Sivov says that they yashin the merchitz or beis habad, and the mechaber said, osana av liskar, if the father rented it out, or he made it, more literally, he made it to rent out, then the yorshim are mechuyev. Each one could force his chiris, and the Yerushim are mechuyev to rent it out. And aschal emtsa, cause man sheyitzalam b'shutzes. Avad Yehuza had the right to do good agad. But also now, if the father made it for himself, he used it for himself, then ein yocholok of achav loiskarism. Then neither could force each other to rent it out. That is the mechama. So let's go to the first chelik. The first chelik was, is asana av liskov, the father, computer means if the father rented it out, then either one could force each other to rent it out. So the $1 million kasha is, what's going on? If you hold like the Ritva, father, you can rent it out, beseda. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that chalukas azmanim is better, so how could I force you to rent it out? Just because my father was renting it out? I'm shulduk for my father. My father rented out. That was when my father owned it. Now my father was nifna. Now I own it. If I own it, I want to use it myself. I want to do chalukas azmanim. How could you force me to rent it? And even like the Ritva is shvei, because the Ritva only holds that schiris is better than chalukas azmanim. But here we're talking about a merchitz or beis habad, that if we don't rent it out, we use it ourselves. Like the mechaber continues, we use it ourselves. And everyone holds that usage yourself is better than schiris, right? He yashed a rentable item, but every item be sold is in theory rentable, right? It's a question not just whether it was rentable, what the father did ban hogam, that he rented it, not just that it's rentable, because he rented it. But now the schiris is over, so now the kid should take over and let the kids decide what to do. So what's going on? How come over here could I force a schiris, the oni besim, who's really stuck, is forcing the usher to rent it out because the father rented it out? How does that work? Everyone holds that ishtamshis by himself takes precedence over schiris. So on that, there's two basic pratim, there's a few basic pratim, but I'm just going to mention two, and that is, these are the rishonim. If you learn, remember, the Rishonim said that something which is Olympic-sized swimming pool, something which is asan l'schar, it's oimid liskar, so then you could force the schiris. So they say that this case is talking about where it was asli l'schar, that's the words. It was asli l'schar, not what the, I don't care what the father did. I care what the father made. He made an Olympic-sized swimming pool, that it was oimid l'schar, it was asli l'schar. It's like Urchat the Muzzah. Yeah, if he rented it out, it means because he made an item that's rentable, that's rented out. So if he did that, it means it's more wise to rent it out than to use it for himself. So that's what the Yashin. So if the Yashin that, they're going to have to rent it out as well, because it's Osli L'Schar. But if it wouldn't be Osli L'Schar, then in a Chanami, I could force the Ishtamshis B'Yachad rather than renting it out. That's one. Sorry? Osli L'Schar. Yeah, but even it's Urcha de Muslim Nakad. It means he made it to rent out. It means he rented out. It means it's because he made the decision that it makes more sense to rent it out than to use it himself. It's more profitable. Now, it's true, there's not a perfect, just on Agav, it's not a perfect Svara. It's because, in theory, let's say you have an item that was made for two people. So the father is only one. So he's going to rent it out. It makes more sense to rent it out. But then once he yashim to his kids, and the kids are two, at this point it might make more sense to use it themselves and renting it out. Okay, but Urka de Musanog, we're assuming that the people are the same, the amount of people are the same. So that's Osan Laskat. So then it's very geschmack, very good. But then there's a Russian tour, the Mashmoitz of the tour as well. There's a different set of Rishonim, and they learn that there's a special exception to the rule. Because Asam Leska doesn't mean that it was supersized and it was meant for Ska. No, it means it was small. And just rather the father rented it out. So why could then the Ani force the usher to rent it out? Just because the father rented it out. It's not fair. Right now it's not Oymit to be rented out. They want to use it themselves. The usher could say, I want to use it out. Who cares what my father did? So after Russian tour, it's a special heter for an Ani. If the Ani could use it himself, so then we say, Avada, both of you be mishtamish b'yachad, rather than renting it out. But the Ani can't use it himself. He doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the grapes, he doesn't need anything to be pressed. He can't use it himself. He can't use it himself, so but the less brayer, we have to give him the option to rent it out. Because for him, it's a loss to use it himself. I'll give you a dugma, like Bacharam Pashit. We said that by Bachar, he can't rent it out, so that's not an option, because he's going to lose out his chelik ha-bechayra, so then we do chelik ha-zmanim. Well, here, it's the other way around. The maila that Shtamshis has is because you could use it yourself. Or not, he can't use it himself. So then you have to allow him to rent it out. So then he could force the usher to rent it out. But if we two ashirim, and a chanami, there's nothing doing, there's no renting out. If the other two ashirim are going to have to use it together. Like the Mechabataka says in Sivchas, when you have a merchit, you're going to have to use it together. You can't invoke a schiris. The no touching is a schiris, unless it's mamish big, it's made for schiris. But if not made for schiris, no, you're going to have to use it yourself. You can't invoke it. It was a special heter for a nani. Those are Rabbi said the two mahalchim in the Rishayim, just to be Messiahim. There's really a third mahalach, and that was what you touched on. And that is that when it says over there, Asan Naschar, itaka means whatever the father did. The Beis Yosef says this pshat. There's a sheet in the Rishonim like this. There's one sheet that they all pounce on. All the Rishonim jump on the sheet. It could be it's a Ramban, but they all pound. There are many Yoin and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Imamish. Everyone jumps on that sheet that who cares what the father, Mordechai, the Taisi, who cares what the father did. But there's one sheet who holds that it depends on what the father did. Kiilu, that is called. You leave it the way it is. So if the father rented it out and you yashend a rented out chatzah, then you continue in that and haga to rent it out. Right, so that's what he's saying. So the Beis Yosef said that that's Prat in the Rambam. The Rav HaMakkah said it's not Prat in the Rambam. The Rav HaMakkah said Prat in the Rambam is like the Rishonim that Asayim L'Skar means it was supersized and it's Oymid L'Skar. But the Beis Yosef said, no, Prat in the Rambam is that you go bust it on Hug of the Father. And the Melo, that really determines it. So then you could have something which is small and supposed to be Mishamish B'Yachad. But if the Father was renting it out, then we continue with that Hanaga. And the Mezok Nesivis, like that sheet that we're going to plug into Sivches, the same thing, that when the Mechaber says over here, M'hoya Amakam Osei Liskar, means that the father rented it out. And that's why Schiris is president. But otherwise, in the Hanami, then we go back to the other four, Chalukas Azmanim. Now, if you're doing that already, you could have just said that who cares if the father rented it? Just say they were renting it out till now. The first year that the Shutras, they were renting it out, and then the L'chayisha status quo, you should continue renting it out until further notice, until you both agree on something else. I don't know why the Nesivis didn't do that. Maybe that's not good enough. Only if the father rented it out. You have to know. Okay, but at the end of the day, even this pshat, I just want to chazir, but even like this pshat, that's only because it was a osli liskor, because it was till now rented out. But if it's not, then you can't force the schiyas. Then, hishtamshis ba'atzma is better. And if you don't do a chance of that, so the kachotza, then chalukas azmanim is better. So even like this, the halach is like Rebbeinu Tam. The chalukas azmanim is better than schiris, unless it's something, either status quo, or it's something that's supersized and it's oymid liskar. Alright, Rabbi, so next week, b'li ned oit chazoin. Hakut tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.